Mexicans will go to the polls in a little more than 3 weeks. It's one of the tightest presidential races in Mexico's history. Last night, Mexicans saw the only televised debate in which all of the candidates participated, and the country was able to hear their proposals regarding Mexico's future. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Mexico City.
Mexico's presidency is up for grabs, a novelty in a country where, for most of the last century, sitting presidents handpicked their successors. By all accounts, this race will be a very close one. Polls have been showing a dead heat between the candidate of the right, Felipe Calderón, and the leftist, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. And so candidates have been doing anything and everything to get an advantage. Calderón was behind in the polls until he began comparing López Obrador to Venezuelan President Hugo Chávez, a divisive figure whom some here view with suspicion. The strategy worked, giving him a boost, and in last night's debate, Calderón again warned the country against his rival.
On July 2nd, we are going to decide between two projects. One that I propose, which is based on being sensible, stability, and the rule of law, and the other one represented by the candidate of the PRD. Huge state spending, which will end in huge debt, inflation, devaluation, economic crisis, which will again bankrupt the country.
For his part, López Obrador, a former mayor of Mexico City, who's known for his fiery rhetoric, mostly kept his cool and stayed on message. He sees himself as the answer for the almost 50% of Mexicans who live in poverty.
For the good of everyone, first must come the poor. That will be the guiding principle of our government, not only for humanitarian reasons, but because one cannot govern in a sea of inequality.
López Obrador ended his discourse, though, by accusing Calderón of nepotism and corruption. The debate touched on a number of subjects, including crime and the long-neglected issue of migration. Calderón promised a firm hand to deal with criminals and job growth to help stem the flow of people seeking entry into the U.S. López Obrador said that tough sentences won't deter criminals and promised instead to help create opportunities for Mexico's disaffected youth. He also said he would push for a migration accord with the U.S. The candidate of the party that ruled Mexico for 71 years, Roberto Madrazo, is running a distant third in the polls. He's been trying to capture the middle ground, to little avail. Political analyst Sergio Aguayo says that Madrazo and his party, the PRI, are partially a victim of the increasing polarization of this country. Historically in Mexico, he says,
the ideological infighting was done in private, behind the curtain. There was not an open ideological debate.
Now the divisions have burst out onto the political landscape. Mexico finds itself torn between two candidates who represent vastly different standpoints. There are worries that if the election is very close, it could cause instability.
We are testing the strength of our democratic institutions. We are going to see if it's strong enough, flexible enough, to sustain the extreme tensions created by a tie election. Nobody exactly knows what to expect.
Sergio Aguayo says the stakes can't be overstated. He says this is one of the most important elections in Mexican history. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.